Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I am standing outside in the Tennessee sunshine. So I don't know what sort of noise is going to be in the background as I get into the psalm today. I'm reading Psalm number 146. Psalm 146 is another psalm of praise, and they're all so powerful and moving, but this one really seems to show that God cares very intimately and individually in the way he offers help. So let's read this together. Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth. He returns to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, which keeps truth forever, which executes judgment for the oppressed, which gives food to the hungry. The Lord looses the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises up them that are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord preserves the strangers. He upholds the fatherless and the widow, but the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Thy God, O Zion, unto all generations, praise ye the Lord. This was a warm and welcome song to me today. God really cares. He's offering all sorts of different kinds of helps and supply and sustaining. When you start looking at 6 through 9, not only that he is the creator and that he made these things, but he keeps truth going, and he keeps judgment to be right and ready, and he's giving food, and he's loosing prisoners and opening the eyes, and he's helping the people to survive. And the contrast to that is verses 3 and 4 about put not your trust in princes nor in the son of man in whom there is no help. It is not a safe bet, really. When we look out at what the world is and what the people are and what our rulers are doing and what our president is or who isn't our president, the reality that this psalm is trying to say is it's just not a safe bet to count on any of that. If I say my life is going to be good because I have the president I want, or my life is going to be bad because I don't have the president that I want, that's not where we can hope in anything. And it even struck me that there is this... Sometimes we fall in line, sometimes we start to comply with people who may be a prince, or even people that we work with or people that we're around, and because of the fear, we can count on them being ugly, and we can feel like we will depend that their nastiness is going to continue, that we start giving in and complying with that because of our fear. And I think this psalm is saying, do not give in to be ugly with the ugly from fear. David says, you don't have to give in, because there is a great God that helps. Let's read it together again. Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man in whom there's no help. His breath goes forth, he returns to the earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, which keeps truth forever, which executes judgment for the oppressed, which gives food for the hungry. The Lord looses the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises up all them that are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord preserves the strangers. He upholds the fatherless and the widow, but the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Thy God, O Zion, unto all generations, praise ye the Lord. David tells us that the Lord shall reign forever, and that he will preserve even strangers. So let's not be strangers. Let's take the time to get to know him. Thanks for listening in, y'all, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.